live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This afternoon, we're going to be hearing from audio historian James Herrington about his project Centuries of Sound. But first, let's hear this clip from the first ever episode. So, James, can you tell me what we've just heard?
We've heard some of the first ever sound recordings there from the late 1850s and from 1860.
Wow. What was that recorded on?
That's a French bookseller called Edward Leon Scott de Martinville. And he made it's a barrel with it's got a bristle from a pig, like a hog's bristle, and it's drawing lines on soot on paper. It was recovered about 10 years ago. They managed to recover sound from it.
Wow. Can you just tell me a little bit about the project, Centuries of Sound?
Yeah, so we're making mixes. Oh, I'm making mixes for every year of recorded sound. So that's the first mix, starting in 1860. And I'm going through to the present day. And I'm currently in the 1920s.
I was about to ask, how many years have you got through so far? And when did you start this then?
The first episode was out in 2017. I've been preparing for a while, though, for about 5 years before that. So we're still in the early-ish stages, I'd say.
And so how has the music changed? Because that was 1860 and that was just distinguishable as sort of music or sound, wasn't it? At what point did it sort of come into more actual recordings of songs or what we would call songs now?
It's from the 1890s, really, that you've got recordings of something that you can listen to as a song, I would say. As far as the kind of mass market of music, it's the 1900s and 1910s. Some very important things later on are the birth of jazz, which is 1917. In 1925, we have electrical recording, which makes everything sound much better, finally.
So each time there was a kind of a change in industrial engineering breakthrough. I'm guessing this is actually impacting on sound and music.
Yeah, the history of sound is kind of a history as much of music as of technology, it's true.
And so you've been saying you've been doing these each year. How fast is the music changing, or does it change sort of yearly, or do you find it changes 5 or 10 years?
There are kind of the slow progress and then the sudden jumps forward, especially in 1920s. 1920s, I'd say, is one of the most interesting times for music. And there's the gap between, let's say, 1915 and 1930 is unbelievable. It's a completely different world. I don't think there's ever been such a shift in music in 15 years as that.
And is this music taken from just the UK, or is it just America, or both, or is it worldwide?
It's worldwide. Realistically, the majority I'll get is from America, because that's the centre of the music business. But I do have some things from the UK. Less from the UK than from France, for example, or Russia. Now, when it comes down to it, there's not that much available from the UK, unfortunately.
For these ones, can you see the change in political statements and what's happening? Because clearly you're going through wars, the First and Second World War. Well, you haven't got to the Second World War yet, but
not yet.
Have you just started to see, not quite into even the First World War yet?
The First World War, there are kind of songs about the First World War. I think what it does mostly is it destroys the UK music business, so there are less recordings from the UK. A thing that is more has more of an impact on the show, perhaps, is the style of music from America, the content of the music, which is often very shocking in its attitudes, especially racism from around 1900, which wouldn't be acceptable even 20, 30 years after that. I think that's something I have to kind of bear in mind and contextualise. I don't want to hide it away. I don't want to show the worst of it at the same time, because it would shock people, honestly.
Yeah, so you're putting it in context at least.
That's right, yeah.
Can you tell me what the style of mixes are?
I've been trying to vary it a little recently, but I do try to layer. I have music and I have speech clips, and I try to layer them on top of each other so that they kind of work together. I can't really match beats or anything, obviously, going this far back. But I do plan to do that once I get to the 80s or so.
Oh, very good. And do you talk with them as well? Or I know some of them you discuss with somebody else, don't you? Do you do that for all the mixes, or is that just for certain ones?
I've got the radio show as well, where I discuss a year with a guest on the radio show, and I've been putting some of those out as podcasts as well. But on the main mix, I don't speak at all. It's only recordings from that year. I have to be quite strict about that.
That must be quite hard, especially like you were saying, if you're interjecting things from that year as well, trying to get it to make sense to someone listening without your knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's. I think of it kind of as a soundscape. You can kind of let it wash over you without necessarily knowing what it's about. That's kind of the goal. Without any external context, you can just download the episode and be in that world.
Oh, wonderful. And so your radio show you just mentioned briefly, that's just a kind of a snippet then of each of the years, really?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I can play 20 minutes worth of music and let's say 40 minutes worth of discussion for each year, rather than the much longer mixes that I might have.
And what are you going to be doing as the future? Are you just going to carry on as you are, or are you having any other new innovations to this?
The exciting thing for me right now is I'm listening to the 1930s, and we've got sound films, so I've got and radio that's being recorded at this time, so I've got so much more to work with in terms of material. The music kind of goes downhill a bit in the 1930s, strangely enough, because the Depression meant that most of the record labels shut down, but as far as sound goes, the 1930s is going to be very interesting for sure.
And so how do you pick what you're going to put in then? There must be so much, it must take you ages.
It does, but you know, I think anyone listens to music in the daytime or whenever, kind of commuting or that kind of time. That's me. I'm just listening to my folder full of music on repeat and cutting it down. So it happens all the time while I'm doing other things.
And could you tell me, you just mentioned briefly off air, you mentioned that you are starting to look at doing some of the kind of the 21st century.
Yeah, well, I've been putting those out at the end of each year. So, for example, the end of last year, I put out a mix of 2018. They're kind of experimental in that I'm not sure how it's going to work when I get to the present day. They have a lot of kind of current events sound clips in there, as well as music from the present day. But yeah, they're quite popular, I think, and they get some of the most hits on the website.
I suppose people can relate to those, can't they?
It's true.
More specifically, I guess. How can people find your mixes?
Yeah, so if you go to centuriesofsound.com, or if you listen to podcasts, you can just search for Centuries of Sound on anywhere you can get podcasts from, you'll find me.
And your radio show?
On Cambridge 105, every 4 weeks on a Saturday. You've just missed the last one, but it is available on my website as a listen again function. You can listen to that.
Oh, that's great. Can you tell me a little bit about what we're going to be hearing next?
Okay, so these are some of the sounds from the year 1925. You can hear it, of course, a huge difference from the earlier mix. What we have now is we're still in the very early days of jazz and blues, which in this case is female singers only, really. We have some very early country music, and we have some kind of sound art from Soviet Russia.
Thank you very much. That's really interesting. And like you say, it's really interesting to see how the sound and the mood of the sound changes as the years go by. So thank you very much for your time, James. And we will be playing that 1925 clip now.
The amplifier is so constructed that amplification is bound to follow.
Thank you. back at great pleasure in introducing Miss Aline Ray.
All the gale is raging, and my ship without a sail.
I want to introduce you to my four bad boys.
Cambridge 105 Radio.